You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
That's right. This is the Cave Radio Show. This is your boy T Smiley holding it down on this beautiful Saturday morning. Listen, we live. We y'all know how we do, man. We here, man. I want to thank everybody for tuning in on today. This is going to be a very exciting show. I have two special guests on today. One by the name of Tracy Lee, and another by the name of Jermaine Hard Soul. And so. Y'all tuning in to a real great show on today, okay? So what we're going to do, we're going to play a song, and then we'll be right back.
Up in the club and rock the party. I'm 700 degrees even in the shade. G.I. Lee ain't got a dismay. I threw on you on how to stay paid. Hawaiians ask me how I stay so late. Good time like J.J., well, what can I say? I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what it takes. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street sign when you go downtown, cause I'm the man.
Cause I'm the man.
And if you wanna know who I am, keep your mouth shut, they had a grump on me, cause I'm the man. Feather and as smooth as silk, and what I can do for you is a better than a gallon of milk. And haters mad, girls be all at my pad, role playing and shit, and I be spanking their ass. It happened so fast that she couldn't react. She got black Mac attacks and she ain't turned back. My nuts just touch the floor the way she swing on my sack, and I know that haters wanna beat me down. There's some cats and with some K's, but I'm the king with my crown. I shout about her and tatter you all over town. Well, I'll be John Brown. Didn't know your handcuffing haters was still around. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown, cause I'm the man. And if you wanna know who I am, who the fuck is you, nigga? Mind your business, cause I'm the man.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, We Talk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.wetalkradio.com.
dedicated to those who loved and lost at the hands of injustice. Gotta stop.
Been here before, but what are we doing?
By far,
yes, I know better.
You're my all-time others.
I know who you are. Cannot forget.
Hey, that's right, that's right. That was All Time Love. Up to Jeff Bradshaw. He was a guest here on the K Radio Show. Shout out to Mr. Jeff doing your thing. I hear you. Listen, this your boy T Smiley right here on the K Radio Show on We Talk Radio. I am so excited to be here today. We have some incredible people that's getting ready to come on. But first, I want to bring up and bring in Ms. Kia D, the founder, the CEO of this wonderful radio network. Ms. Kia D.
Well, good morning, everybody. I want to, you know, I'm honored because I usually don't get to come and live on the K Radio Show. So shout out to T Smile for allowing me to come on today. But we have two amazing and extraordinary guests, and I just wanted to be here and let them know I'm supporting them. Let them know the entire network is supporting them. And let Myron Ruffin know personally, thank you for the connection of this amazing interview today. They got a new single entitled Butter Soft, and we have been playing this single, and everybody's been loving it. That's another reason why I wanted to be here, because I wanted to let them know how awesome this song really is. Smooth Groove, they are R&B and Neo Soul group, and I can't really call them for so long. I mean, do you call two powerhouses a group? Like, how do you put that together? We're gonna let them tell us today what they are, you know what I'm saying? But they are Jermaine Hardsoul and Tracy Lee. Jermaine Hardsoul, he literally is a triple threat because he writes, he produces, and he is a musician. Shout out to T Smiley as well, who's a musician. I know they've got a lot in common. I'm sure they could talk for hours about all of the incredible instruments. That's how musicians do, you know. I mean, it don't matter if you're a drummer or a guitarist or a pianist. Y'all can just talk for hours. Listen, his musical journey dates back to when he was a very, very young man, and he's also going to talk about that today as well. Listen, he started playing guitar at a very young age. He's an accomplished singer, producer, and songwriter, and guitarist. See, I told you, that guitarist, man, is something special about a guitar. He's had the opportunity to work with so many incredible and talented people, and we're going to talk about that today as well. Again, that's that triple threat, Jermaine Hardsoul. Now, we're going to talk about Tracy Lee. Now, he also is an incredible threat because he is amazing as well. He graduated from Howard University with a degree in communications. I'm telling you, edumacating yourself. It's something about educating yourself and taking it to another level and perfecting that craft. Tracy Lee inked a recording deal at a very young age and had this album included the hit single, It's Party Time. You remember the theme, It's Party Time, which settled on Billboard's top 100 for 37 weeks. He had the opportunity to collaborate with award-winning artists such as Notorious B.I.G., Busta Rhymes, Kanye West, to name a few. Some of his performances and appearances included BET, Rap City. Let me tell you, everybody I knew was trying to get on BET. He made it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he is awesome. Basement, BET Teen Summit, Keenan Ivory Wayans Show, absolutely hilarious show, and an HBO original series as well. He has also earned a doctorate degree from Southern University Law, making him the first former major label hip-hop artist to earn the Esquire abbreviation behind his name. Some of his clients include some of my favorite artists, Grammy-nominated R&B singer and songwriter Eric Robertson, and so many more. Please, today, help us welcome, for the first time, but it won't be the last time, right here on the Cave Radio Show on We Talk Radio Network with your host, T Smiley. Please help me welcome Tracy Lee and Jermaine Hardsoul.
What's good, right, people? Right. What's good? I love the introduction. That was
great.
Nice.
Intro.
A lot of energy here. That's crazy.
real official. Right.
Listen, but that's all y'all right there.
Hey, nah. We receive that. We take it.
We receive
it.
Exactly.
Man, listen. This is T Smiley here on the Cave Radio Show. Hey, listen, man, I'm so honored and grateful to have you guys here on the show. Man, when she was giving y'all that intro, I was like, wow, like, am I able to do this interview?
Oh, man, come on, man. Stop it.
What's
stop
up? Listen, my brothers, what's up, man? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Yo, we doing great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, man. Hey. All is well. All is well.
That is good, man. Listen, man, I'm so excited, man. We've been listening to your music. And I've been, you know, just sitting back, just listening and, you know, reading up on you guys. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness, man. You guys are, you know, amazing. So let's just get right into it, man. How did this come about? Let's talk about, you know, how it all started with Mr. Jermaine, you know, back age 11. You know what I'm saying? I started when I was 10 playing the drums. So, yeah. You got to tell me your story.
Okay.
Tell me your story.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm a guitarist, and you know that. Like you said, I started as a musician at a younger age, and you know, growing up during the era of hip hop. Going, you know, I eventually got into, you know, rapping, had a group, and was a self-contained group, and that kind of ushered me into production, and eventually I just settled into producing and. Went to Howard University for music and music business, and just like my brother Trey Lee, Howard grad as well. And you know, after that, and getting into officially into the music business and producing for you know a lot of good R&B acts like Carl Thomas, Music Soul Child, Eric Robeson, another HU brother, some hip hop stuff, and you know I'm pushing that everything along, but eventually even doing some music as a artist myself. I did an album in 2016 called Lane, and there was a song on there called You Remind Me, where I reached out to my brother Tracy Lee. So that kind of started our partnership and collaboration. Wow. And just always continuing to share music with each other back and forth, and then a few this past year sending him the track and the hook that would become the record that we got out right now, but it's off. That's a super condensed version of the musical journey that's brought us to here. But you know, Tracy got his own journey to show how we eventually lined up with each other.
No doubt.
Well, go ahead, yeah. Mr. Tracy. Go ahead, pick up off of that. I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. I'm just excited.
Oh, no, but, I mean, you know, we got similar paths. I mean, you know, basically starting off at an early age. But, see, Jermaine is going to leave out some stuff that, you know, with regard to the rap group. Like, he ain't going to tell you he was in the rap group with Dorian Missick, you know, world-class actor extraordinaire, But, yeah, you know, we linked up at Howard, you know, just having mutual friends. You know, he did a lot of music with Eric Robeson, you know what I'm saying, wrote a joint. Called Previous Cats with E for Music Soul Child, you know what I mean? And so, you know, that joint right there just let me know where his musical progress was. And I always knew, you know, by listening, you know, to some of the stuff that he was doing that, you know, we was kind of on the same wavelength. It's just that, you know, he took the R&B angle and I took the, you know, the hip-hop angle and things like that. And the other thing is that he didn't know that me and E was in a singing group back at Howard. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Called Mad Props, you know what
that's
I mean?
Right.
So we were, you know, kind of aligned, and he didn't know it. I'm a little bit older than Jay, but, you know, eventually, like he said, we collaborated on a joint called You Remind Me that was on his album. And then he sent me this Buttersoft record, and thing is, I sat on it for about a year. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I knew it was a groove. But I sat on it for a year because I was busy and still am busy working a project myself called Glory that I put out late last year. And so by the time, you know, after I worked that project or continued to work that project, you know, I was in a certain frame of mind. And then I finally got around to the frame of mind that I wanted to do the Buttersoft record. And so once the pen hit the pad, man, it was it. Because, like I said, when he sent it to me, I knew it was a groove. I already knew. He sent the hook, sent the track. And so it was just about me just formulating my ideas around his. And then, voila, here we are. You know what I mean?
Here we are.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Listen, so I see two sides. Like, you know, like one side is R&B, you know, nice little music, and you have the rap the other side. Listen, it's cool to know that it's all right to sometimes to be, you know, go with R&B, but you know, you got the hip hop too, man, and that brings it all together. So I love how y'all brought together with this butter sauce. Yeah, I love it. Nice.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Listen. All right. Well, listen. What do you guys? I mean, let's talk about butter sauce. Like, the whole album. Like, you know, how did that get started? As far as like, you know, the concept of it and you know, stuff like that.
So you know, we anybody who remembers the glorious, you know, 90s or especially the mid to late 90s, you know, the title of the song itself comes from when you was, you know, fellas, you get out in the mix in the club, you have your fresh butter soft leather on, or, you know, you got your fresh construction Tims, your butters. So it's just a play off of that lingo in that era, and just bringing it to 2021, you know, Tracy just played off of the timing of how, you know, a lot of places were starting to open back up, the whole we outside feeling, and just that energy, and just, you know, basically just talking about getting fresh, you know, talking to some nice ladies, enjoying the atmosphere, and whether it's a summertime, you know, it's a lot of people, you know, feel like the song's a real dope summer record, and you know, so but you know, year round, just celebrating that energy was the concept behind the song.
Absolutely, because you know, like he said, I had to implement, you know, even though it feels like a summer record, second verse starts off, "When the fall, either or, you would love us. Catch me in the butter soft with the butters." You know what I mean? So I'm trying to make this a year round, not just a year round thing, but an annual thing. You know what I mean? Where you play it all the time, no matter what the occasion is. You know what I mean?
Right. Awesome. Go ahead.
And you used the word album earlier when you asked the question. We don't quite have a full length project yet. We do have that in the works. We both have some ideas and some tracks we got some around.
Indeed.
But like Tracy said, currently he has a dope project out in Glory. I have another single, current single out right now, Every Other Day, which is going to be on my full-length project titled OG Nunu.
Don't you got two rocking right now?
Yeah. I got another joint called The Black Woman Is God.
Yeah.
That's a dope message
on that
record. But just to kind of address, you know, your question about, you know, an album, we definitely looking for, you know, we're going to be doing a full, you know, full collaborative project as well.
Indeed.
Man, I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
Y'all check out Glory right now.
Yes, sir.
Tracy
yes,
Lee,
sir.
Check that Glory project
Glory.
Out.
Yeah, we definitely going to check
all streaming platforms.
Yeah. Yes, sir. On all streaming platforms. Listen, this is T. Smiley of the Cave Radio Show. We are here with Mr. Tracy Lee and Mr. Jermaine Hart. So, I wanted to ask a question. Like, during this pandemic, what did y'all have any major, like, changes or, you know, things that affected to the point where y'all had to, you know, maybe kind of, you know, go live on social media or, you know, different things? What happened or what changes happened during this pandemic for you guys?
Oh man. Listen, everybody changed. You know what I'm saying? Like the society changed. And to be more specific, as far as, you know, as far as I'm concerned, like the Glory, now that we're talking about Glory, I recorded Glory, me and this brother named OJS, who produced the entire album, you know, the initial thing was, you know, we had did an album before Glory came out called Expect Unexpected, and I would go to his crib and we'd record at his crib. Well, now, because of the pandemic, I had to go out and buy equipment and record my vocals, you know what I'm saying, because we couldn't be in the same room. So that entire album, I recorded my vocals and shot it to him. And then, you know, I just took the two tracks of the tracks that he had produced, recorded over him, sent him the session, and then he mixed and mastered the session without me being in the room. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I had to learn how to record myself for the first time, you know what I mean, and engineer my vocals myself for the first time, where I was, you know, all my entire career, I was always relying upon an engineer, relying upon being in the same space with, you know, in the same studio with the producer, or the same space, whereas now, you know, and thank God for the advancement of technology, you know what I'm saying, we're able to do that and push out quality projects, you know what I mean? So just that alone, and then just from a psychological perspective, man, just, you know, learning to deal with the situation, especially with you, if you have, you know, kids, and, you know, you're married, and you know, you take for granted a lot of times when you are in those type of situations that, you know, you get a chance to leave the house, you know, whether you're going to work or you're doing, you know, running errands, blah, 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 whereas now you really get a chance to understand the people that you live with, the people that you deal with,
right,
the people that
right.
you're married to. From
yeah.
all perspectives, and this is really the test of whether or not you are supposed to be together. And thank God, you know, I found my queen. You know what I'm saying? Because this, you know, it made me understand, it made her understand that we are really made for each other, and we could deal with each other 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in the house without moving for 2 years. And that tells you something. You know what I'm saying?
That quarantine to make you or break you.
Absolutely. Because I know a lot of people that's divorced right now. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. That's real good. That's encouraging. All right. Yes, sir. How about you, Mr. Tracy? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Jermaine Harsoul here. Yeah. to echo that, man, I think it definitely, you know, jumping to a first point, I think it definitely challenge a lot of people to be, you know, more creative, or even just gave some people, you know, a lot of people, I would say for myself, just the time and space to be still and be creative, you know, when we were moving around a lot more freely, it's like, you know, it's easier to find things to keep you busy and take you away from, you know, spending that time that you need to,
indeed,
you know, to create, do new music, you know, explore new ideas. So, you know, I wouldn't put that pressure on everyone, say that everybody just, you know, came out with this incredible music during the quarantine, but, you know, it definitely was a good productive period for myself and you know, as Tracy's saying, for himself as well, to really kind of zero in on some new ideas and explore some things and you know, and even more specifically in this situation, collaborate. You know, I definitely saw a lot of collaboration grow out of this period, you know, with a lot of artists that I know. So yeah, it's worked out.
Good. That's awesome. That's awesome, guys. So another question I wanted to ask. What would you guys say to like an up and coming artist or anybody out there that's trying to get, you know, just to get their next up, that next thing, you know, produce that next thing or write their next song? What would you guys say to someone like that?
One thing I like about this time we're in, where, you know, you have so many outlets that you can take advantage of on your own as an independent artist without the help of a major label, is that, you know, it's just a perfect time to be comfortable doing whatever you do naturally, whatever you do well, as opposed to trying to fit into whatever the trends are to get on. It's like you have a lot more opportunity to really find your own audience, however large or small that is, and really just do what you do well and do what people want to hear from you and focus on that and make it work for you. You know, like I said, it's just a lot more outlets and platforms for you to be an individual and be yourself, as opposed to, you know, 10, 15 years ago, where maybe the only way to really get a record made was to conform to whatever is current. And now it's this opportunity to have that space to just, you know, really do you and focus on, you know, what you really do well.
I couldn't have put it better myself, Jay. Excellent. The only thing I would add is just don't stop. Don't stop, no matter what the results are. Don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
If this is truly what you want to do and this is truly what you love, then don't stop.
Don't stop. Wow. That's right.
Don't stop. That's what's up. That's the main thing. Just don't stop, man. Whatever you're doing, hey, if you're in there, you feel like you knee deep, hey, listen, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel, as they say.
That's when you're going to win, when you knee deep.
That's right. That's right, kid. You said it, man. Right at the point where you're about to pop, you stop doing what you're doing and you quit, and then you miss your blessing. So don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Man, listen, so what's next for you guys, man? I know I'm asking these questions. You know what? Before we get into that, I'm sorry. What's y'all favorite sport? Basketball? Are y'all into basketball, football?
All of it. All of it, bro. Matter of fact, I'm at my son's soccer practice right now. My wife is out there trying to – he's 4 years old, so he's getting the fundamentals. So I'm in the car doing the interview, and she outside trying to kick the ball back and forth with him. They got to do the drill. You know what I'm saying? But I'm into all of it, man. Basketball, football, baseball, soccer, tennis, all of it, man. All of it.
Yeah. I'm in Atlanta. It's a little tough to be a football fan in Atlanta, but you know, I ride with my heart, though. We looking.
Oh, you know what? Hey, listen. I'm gonna say this, and I know I'm probably gonna, you know, I'm here in Dallas, so ain't no worse than the Cowboys.
I'll see them Monday.
Oh man, we're gonna have some fun Monday night. I'm telling you.
Absolutely, Eagles all day, baby. I'm from Philly. You know what it is.
Oh man.
I think we should go ahead and end the call. Are we ending this now?
Yeah,
or
I think the show's over.
He back it down from fighting with us.
Hey, listen, they know what they. This is the NFC East. This is the NFC East, man. We talk that talk. So it's always a good rivalry, man.
It's always a good rivalry.
We don't back down. We don't back down.
I love it. Man, that's awesome.
Hey, listen, y'all just make sure y'all don't have Kevin Hart out there. You know Kevin Hart, like he is definitely a fan. You know what I'm saying? That's like the best game Dallas plays. Like no matter if they win or lose, you know, it's always interesting to see the Eagles.
That Dallas Eagle rivalry is something special. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, I had to go ahead and go that way because I'm like, man, this is an interview. I don't want it to be like what's next for you guys?
Oh, no.
Hey, listen, I was sitting there thinking about when you said that you were sitting outside watching your son in his soccer game. Let's talk about you guys' kids, your family. What are some of the things that y'all see and seeing them and being interactive in sports with your kids and stuff like that? Because I have two daughters. I have a 8-year-old, should be 9 next month, and a 6-year-old, and they both did soccer. And my oldest daughter, I had to tell her to lay off the stiff arms because, she was stiff arming them kids. Man. I was like, you can't do that.
Winners win.
Thank you.
Tracy touched on his family a little. I have a my own queen of 18 years, also Bisonette, and I guess I'm the I got the old kids. Mine are 15 and 19, two boys. I got one that just started college, and he's he's out there taking the creative route, studying film, and neither one, they both have played sports, but none of them ever taking it seriously. They both kind of go into the family business of the arts, especially my younger one. He's doing music, 15, out there killing it. Shout out to Dat Tiata. That's my young one. He out there killing it on the streaming platforms and the videos. I'm trying to keep up with him. He's showing me some in terms of like really, doing the whole independent artist thing and maximizing social media. These young kids are on it. So that's exciting to watch. It's just as exciting as you know, a dad watching his son become star football player in high school. You know, I'm just excited to watch my son's, you know, pursue their creative and music efforts and shoot, they're hitting the ground running. So,
listen, man, I want to tell you this. We have youth shows right here on We Talk Radio Network. We have a show called the Ken and Rod Show, and that is actually with Miss Kia D's. That's her youngest daughter and her niece that does that show. We also have another show called
Diamond Sound Production. Diamond Crew Kids.
Yeah, Diamond Crew Kids. So listen, if he wants to pursue that, you know, in that career, listen, he got the spot over here. We Talk Radio Network. We can put him to work.
And these kiddos are Ken and Rod Show hosts are 15 and 16, and the Diamond Crew Kids hosts are a little bit younger than that. And then we have another show called Friday Night Hype with DB. She's a junior in college. But I'm telling you, man, if your youth have something going on, let us know. We want to highlight them over here. Because one of the things that which is extremely important, it's so important that I want everybody to hear this piece. He said, I find myself keeping up with my kids. I find myself trying to keep up with my son. That is so important because I remember when we were growing up, our parents really wasn't trying to keep up with us like that. They was, but they wasn't.
Exactly.
So, you know, they weren't trying to connect with us and be a part of our lives. And I think that's the new generation of us, how we're creating this level of communication with our kids, this platform that cannot be torn down no matter what happens. And I think that's extremely important that you are trying to push to connect with your son in that way.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like you find it desirable. I even heard it in your voice. It was a desire of yours to do that. And I think it's so important.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? To teach men, young men, young boys, and even old boys that exact same thing. So congratulations to you and shout out to your sons. Again, they've got a place here at We Talk Radio Network. Let's definitely highlight them. Those shows air every summer. We do give the kiddos a break, so go to school year and have fun with in the summertime and hit those grades.
Hit those grades.
You know,
that's
important too.
Business first.
You know, business first.
I appreciate that. And that sounds dope.
Absolutely.
I definitely see what y'all doing over there.
Man, listen.
Thank you.
And another thing I forgot to mention, and we're going to talk about it since she's here in the studio. If you guys didn't know, I proposed to this young lady July the 3rd of this year. And we have to appreciate that. We actually got the video up on our website, so y'all can check that out as well as YouTube. It was a very
beautiful moment.
I think she told me every man there was crying, huh?
Every last one of them.
Wow.
And that's hard to do, especially for the men that were there. You know, these particular men that were there, and they're our age. You know, 30s, between 30 and 45-ish. You know what I'm saying? They were all different ages, but these were not hardcore thugs, but they're men that you would not expect to specifically be shedding a tear, you know, and they were they were definitely in full ball mode to a certain degree because it was such a beautiful moment. T. Smiley is so deserving, and so am I, you know what I'm saying? So it was a beautiful combination and a beautiful love. So it was a good moment. I'm excited for the wedding next year, and you both are invited. Y'all can come on out to Dallas and have some fun with us.
Okay.
We might have to perform.
You know what I mean?
Butter soft, what? Man, listen,
y'all come do
that. To set that off.
Real talk, I'd love it. Let's make it happen for real.
We'll be talking with y'all about that. Seriously.
Thank you. Wow, that's beautiful.
Hey, my only request is don't wear no Eagles.
Hey, man, you know what?
Come through with the Eagle tux on.
You know what I'm saying? I, just because it's your day, I won't disrespect the nuptials. I will not do that. But if it was not for that, I would have came down there in all green. You dig me? And the wind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're going to make everybody wear Cowboys jerseys to the wedding. You feel like
Don't do that.
Oh, man. Listen, I'm performing all the way from Philadelphia. Y'all see this green?
Right. I love it. Super, man. That's good. I'm excited to have y'all on today. Again, I want to thank y'all. I want to thank Michael Ruff and Unlimited Wealth Entertainment for always keeping it hot.
Appreciate
with these
it.
Incredible artists around the globe, doing amazing themselves. Again, individually, y'all are like, and together was incredible. I'm continue to feature Buttersoft here on the entire network. All of our shows are playing your songs, and
yep.
So we appreciate it, man.
Appreciate
we really
it.
Do.
Thank you.
Thank you,
no, thank
you for having us. We really do. I
yes,
appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes.
All right, so before y'all go, I want to get this from both of y'all. Bucket list, something that y'all ain't done, that y'all thought about doing, want to do, you know what I'm saying, might do, won't do, bucket list.
My bucket list is to attend all the major sporting events, I guess climactic moments, meaning the Super Bowl, World Series, NBA Championship, like all the – you know, U.S. Open, Wimbledon, just to attend all the major, you know what I'm saying, sporting events, pinnacle events.
Listen, let us know if you need some traveling buddies. We got past, we'll travel, okay?
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it on that one. You kind of stumped me on that, but that sounds exciting.
That's a first.
I'm going to check you up on that bucket.
That's a first.
Real talk.
That's a first. I ain't never heard nobody say that.
That's real though.
Yeah, that's you know. I
enjoy it all, man. I enjoy the competition, man. I enjoy the, you know, just the level of dedication that it takes for these guys to get to that point, man. You know, and I approach that same, you know, that's with that same mentality. That's how I approach the music. So I've always been an advocate of sports and competition.
That's right. We're gonna head up the Stanley Cup, World Cup, all that.
Stanley Cup as well. Yep, absolutely.
Word.
All right, Mr. Jermaine, what about you? What's your bucket list, man? What's your bucket list? What you got?
Oh no, y'all missed that. No, I jumped it on Tracy's. Yeah,
Oh, okay. All right.
Cool.
Hey,
that's
what's up. That was my little two-fit. I threw it. I forgot about soccer and hockey. I threw that in there.
That's what's up. My bad. I missed it. Okay.
We go to the cricket world champion. All that.
Yeah. Oh, all
cricket. Cricket. Yes.
I love it.
I'm down to go to some bull ride and stuff too. Don't play with me now.
All
you know
that.
We're from Texas. Yeah, Fort Worth.
All that.
See,
all
I'm
that.
From Fort Worth. That's what we do out here. You know what I mean? Absolutely. We got to go watch the Bulls for real. Now, that's a real competition. Wow. Real. If you've never been, definitely go.
Bull
ride. Just to watch it. You don't have to ride the Bulls because, I mean, you know, because it's really
no,
just
check
it out.
They don't ride the Bull. You put the red sheet up and you move the red sheet or you become the clown.
Hold on. Listen. We all the same color here. Have you seen out there?
I have, actually. I actually have.
Oh, yeah, I see the cover. We get
yes,
busy.
I'm telling you, we are all out there. Everybody is out there, all different colors. Everybody is out there. And I'll tell you one thing. There's a family history of mine with the cricket family. One of the first bull riders and first bull trainers, and he's my great 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 uncle. No joke.
All right, well listen, guys.
And he was an African American.
We're going bull riding, okay?
We ain't gonna ride the bull. We're gonna watch.
No.
We're gonna invite Jermaine and Tracy to come on down and hang out when we do. We're gonna get y'all some tickets, seriously, to come hang out whenever they have it again next year.
That sounds good.
Yeah, seriously. You will definitely love it. Bring the kids. Seriously. Yeah, the old and young, bring them on down. Yeah, because they're going to love it, too. It's something it's something that you've never seen before. Very intense.
Sounds good. Thanks for the invitation.
You got it. You're welcome.
Man. All right. Well, listen, guys, tell us, if you will, both of y'all, tell us where we can reach y'all, where people can follow y'all and like y'all and everything.
You can go to TracyLeeMusic.com for everything, from music to the merch. I got a book out that complements the album Glory. It's called Glory the Manuscript. All of that is at TracyLeeMusic.com. That's TracyLeeMusic.com. And then, you know, social media-wise, you know, you're going to go to IG. That's Tracy Lee ESQ. You can go to Twitter is T-R-A-Y-L-E-E, Trey Lee. And then everything else is just Tracy Lee.
Both.
Right, right, right. And that's and majority you can reach me at Jermaine.HardSoul. That's my at on IG. Facebook is the same / J.HardSoul on YouTube. Check out, matter of fact, you check out the Buttersoft video on both our YouTubes.
That's right.
Right now, shout out to OJs, who actually shot that for us. JHardSoul.com, and even just search Jermaine HardSoul on all your streaming platforms. You know, I got a homepage on Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal. You know, we everywhere.
Yo, give me a, I saw you too cold.
Everywhere. So
cool, cool, Mr. Right. Jermaine. I'm gonna start with you. I want to start with you. Any shout outs? Any shout outs you want to give out? Any special people you want to shout out? You can go ahead and do that now.
Yeah. I'll echo here earlier. You shout out Myron Ruffin.
Indeed. Shout out to Myron. Yeah. Most definitely. Myron Ruffin.
Shout out to Myron Ruffin. You know what? Just because of the season, I'm gonna just even go outside of music. Just shout out to all the HBCUs and homecoming season and.
Right.
And you know, this that time of year, you know, we're going to be out there performing a song, you know, probably a little bit less than we would have if it wasn't for this pandemic. But, you know, y'all look out for us next year as well, homecoming season. We're going to touch down all the HBCUs with this good music. So shout out to everyone. Especially HU, the Mecca.
Especially, yeah. I would say how interesting
shout
it is.
Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to y'all for playing the record and supporting the record and really getting behind it, man. UK, UT, man. Shout out to y'all, man. We appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Definitely.
And
shout
we
out
appreciate
to
you.
Radio, overall, the DJs. Yeah. It's been a lot of great support on that end.
We appreciate you both. Thank you so much for continuing to create timeless music. Producing all of that, just creating all of that, you know. I mean, I heard you, Mr. Lee, mentioned a moment ago your book. I want to talk about any other projects that you both may have that we haven't hit today. I want to make sure we hit it all. Mr. Lee, I'll start with you.
Oh, no, I mean, I can't say it enough. Besides Buttersoft, it's Glory, Glory, Glory. Basically, Glory is a project that we've been working since 2020. And it just takes you through a journey through the pandemic, man, and really up until now. So we have the music, the album that's on all streaming platforms. We have the merchandise that's on my website, tracylemusic.com. We got the manuscript, which is a book that accompanies the album, which gives you not only the lyrics but the photography as well as some insight as to what I was thinking with each song. And then stay tuned for the monologue, which is going to be the stage show. You know what I mean? And then we're shooting videos for every song on the album, which is Glory the Movie. So that's what we got going on right now, man.
I love it. Love it. Mr. Jermaine, anything with you? Anything with you at all? Any additional projects we need to hit on before we?
So I mentioned earlier, I have my current single. It's called Every Other Day. That video will be dropping soon. It's the first official single for my upcoming full-length projects EP titled OG Nunu. And that'll be my second project where, you know, it's a fully, self-contained project. I have some dope collaborations, but all in all, you know, I write, produce and perform, you know, majority of material. So y'all look out for that. And like I said, right now you can find Every Other Day and Black Woman's Guide streaming on all platforms.
Love it. Y'all make sure y'all support these incredible young men who are doing amazing things timelessly around the globe. Real talk. Thank you both so much for being here on the Cave Radio Show on We Talk Radio Network.
Yep, this your boy T.
Thank
Smiley. Yeah, this your boy T. Smiley here for the Cave Radio Show. Listen, before we get to your song, every show that we do, we always end out in prayer. So we're just gonna pray real quick, and then after that, Both of you guys, one of you guys, however y'all want to do it, we're going to introduce, we're going to want you guys to introduce the single Butter Song. All right?
All right.
All right. Father God, we just thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for just giving us life and breath, God. We thank you for these two incredible young men that came onto the show, God. We thank you for just their spirit, God. We thank you for their time, God. We just thank you for their talent, God, because we, you know, without you giving us the talent, God, we wouldn't be able to perform the way we do. So, God, we just thank you and praise you for all these things, God, that you're doing in our lives, that you continue to do in our lives, God. Thank you for just protecting us throughout this pandemic, God, keeping us safe with our families, God, covering each and every one of us when we can't see each other, God. You are there, God. So we thank you and we praise you. And in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Jay, you got it. Take it away, brother.
I'm headed over to the MC.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey, listen. We want to thank y'all again for having us on the show. We appreciate the love and support. And right now, you're rocking out with the best. My man, Jermaine Hard Soul, and Tracy Lee. And here it is right here, right now. Butter Soul.
Yes, sir.
One, two,
see, this that lean, man.
One, two.
See, this is what separates
one,
us from everybody else, you dig?
One, two.
You know I love these grooves.
One, two.
Yo, Jay.
One, two,
let's get them. Something but a saw
for the summer.
Got a whole summer lost to recover.
Uh-huh.
Stacked all 20 long for this come up.
Right.
With jars of the sea moss in the cupboard. No dealing with gringos this summer. It's Julio Mojitos mixed with the umbrellas. Yeah, my whole vibes, a whole vibe. Armor on all-wheel drive, we outside with all these women.
Hey,
you tripping. Bro, you better shoot your shot, no Ben Simmons. I would juggle 3-4 tops, but Ben finished. Ain't no woman like the one I got, but she get it, man. Listen, let's get it.
So if your love is blood, it's all
yeah.
Tell Shorty I know what you want.
Hey.
We'll keep the moment going on. Then we gon' party till the dawn.
Catch me in the butter soft with the butters. Palmade dark fade, Swiss with the cluster. No flex, just a haberdash of a hustler. But she don't find resolve with my lump sum,
no.
See, they be more enthralled by my customs. Like exchange math, so we can get in sync for a few drinks and laughs. Follow with a bottle of cabin door dash. Dispensary with the D'Angelo anthology. Final on blast, giving you the cheat code. We out the league, so I owe it as a double OG to pay it forward. Let's go.
So if you let the spot is off, tell Shorty I know what you want.
Come on.
We'll keep the moment pouring on. Then we gon' party till the dawn.
Trey Lee, you're Jay and Trey Lee.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.